From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, July the 31st, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal that the Greene County Independence Party has opted out of endorsing any candidate in the Windham Town Supervisor race in November. Chairman George Hacker said, and I quote, "We talked about it as a committee. There's too much controversy between the players. We interviewed everyone involved. We decided to stay out of it and let the chips fall where they may," end quote. Incumbent Supervisor Stacy Post is currently facing felony charges over allegations that she placed audio and video recording devices in Windham Town Hall to monitor the conversations of town employees and visitors. In 2013, the Independence Party backed Post, and she went on to defeat then-incumbent Republican Town Supervisor Stephen Walker by a very narrow margin. Post sought the committee's endorsement again this year. In addition to turning away Post, the Independence Committee also rejected three candidates with whom she aligned: Cynthia Bruno, Laura Chase, and Deborah Sherman. The committee also passed on endorsing Post's GOP challenger, Robert Pelham. Post is expected to create and run on her own party line in November. Ryan reports Post has cut off all communications with the media. She consistently refuses to comment on subjects of town governance, her legal troubles, and the election. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. Gail Hansen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that incumbent New Lebanon Town Supervisor Michael Benson has taken legal action to prevent Town Clerk Colleen Teal from forcing a Republican primary in the Town Supervisor race in September. In papers filed with the state Supreme Court, Benson has alleged that Teal is no longer a resident of New Lebanon, saying the nominating petitions presented present, and I quote, "an aura of sham," unquote. Benson's attorney, Brian McKim, presented testimony in court this week that Teal had not slept in her West Hill Road house for months. Teal admitted she has been living in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, but maintains that New Lebanon is her home because she is a property owner in the town. She said, and I quote, "I still maintain that New Lebanon is my home," end quote. The town clerk position, she said, quote, "requires residency," end quote. The parties must file additional papers before acting Supreme Court Justice Richard Cowie renders an opinion. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that school board members statewide believe the federal government should play less an active role in how schools evaluate teachers, test students, or adopt learning standards, according to a recent New York State School Boards Association survey. In a statement released Thursday, July 30th, the association's executive director, Timothy G. Kramer, said, and I quote, "Most school board members across the state would like to see the federal government take a less aggressive role in public education at the state and local levels," end quote. Specifically, 80% of the members who responded opposed federal government intervention in how states evaluate schools and teachers. Roughly 65% of the board members polled opposed the U.S. Department of Education offering incentives to states to adopt any particular set of learning standards. The informal three-question survey of school board members was conducted earlier this month and received approximately 560 responses. The association has a membership of nearly 5,000 elected school officials. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Cairo Democrats held a caucus July 29th and backed Town Supervisor Ted Banta to retain that role in the November election. New politician Janet McKeon is running for town board, and Ronald Bates-Schultz, not registered as a Democrat, was backed for highway superintendent. In our final story, Robert Cairns reports in the Watershed Post that the Delaware County Fair is not just allowing but encouraging vendors to fly the Confederate battle flag at the August 17th to 22nd event. At a Monday, July the 27th meeting of the Board of Directors, directors were asked what they thought of the Confederate flag at the fair. Director Norm Kilpatrick replied, and I quote, "the more of them the better," end quote. Director John Jackson said, and I quote, "the Civil War got over 153 years ago," end quote. And Director Niles Wilson added, and I quote, "it's just part of history," end quote. Last month, the New York State Fair announced that the Confederate flag would not fly at its fairgrounds. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. Now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 86 degrees. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Saturday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m., it will be mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 58 degrees. On Sunday, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 84 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. And for back to work Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise today was at 5:47 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:15 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 27 minutes of daylight. That would be 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 31st and last day of July 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. See you in August.